T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist. Brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
It's a partisan impeachment that they've delivered to your doorstep.
The president's actions are crimes against democracy itself.
This is the United States Senate. You're not in charge here.
The Constitution doesn't allow what just took place.
I do think those addressing the Senate should remember where they are.
I own 20 gauge and a 10 and a excuse me, 12-gauge shotgun.
I don't know if Joe's going to limp across the line.
I don't know if Joe's going to limp across the line or not. Wow. He doesn't know where he is. He does know what you do with a shotgun in case somebody's breaking in.
So, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire 2 blasts. Outside the house.
Yeah, there you go. So at least he's got the function of it down correctly if he has no idea what gauge it is. Because that's important to him, to Uncle Joe. Details, details.
Yes.
Ah, it's Wednesday.
It is.
Snowmageddon again, I hear.
Is it? Yeah, some snow, some rain, some sleet, some freezing rain, all that good stuff.
Later tonight sometime. We don't know all the details yet. I didn't read Dave Murray's forecast this morning, but all the TV stations are leading with it, so you know.
That it might happen.
It might or might not happen.
Or might not happen. Or
we'll see.
The timing could be off, or we'll wait and see.
This time tomorrow morning, I'll tell you. How about that?
What happened?
That's the safest way to do it. We'll know by tomorrow morning. And
we're supposed to have some snow overnight, like less than an inch kind of a thing. And then tomorrow, some like rain and freezing rain. But I don't think the temperature is supposed to be that bad. It should mostly be a rain event during the day. Well, and then overnight is kind of the mix.
I hope
what
it's
I'm
not
reading
bad.
So far.
Kids have had enough time off so far.
I agree.
Don't you think? It's been a while. I remember as a kid loving that, but it didn't happen as much back in the day.
Oh, no. They would have never called off school for what happened on Friday. Never.
Just didn't
still
happen.
Salty about Friday. I ended up getting my furniture, which was great, but we were all duped. Everything was shutting down. It's rather comical at this point. Ugh. I get wanting to be safe and not sorry, but you know, whenever you can it look rained. Back, I know it rained.
Yeah, true. Did you spend the day glued to impeachment coverage?
I swear I tuned in a couple of times. But every time I tuned in, they were just doing the roll call. I'm like, what? I mean, how many times do you have to, how many times do they like vote on something with just like, here's your name, so and Booker, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, every time I turn it on, they're just running through the names. I'm like, okay, I'll just read what's going on. Because watching it's the worst.
All talked so slowly.
And Nadler just looked mean, and Shift looked like
shifty.
Yeah,
giddy.
Yeah. When his mouth was closed, he could keep the serious face, but when he was talking, he couldn't help but smile.
Oh, he was having, having a blast.
You know, it's 5:13 in the morning, and most of the people listening to this right now probably were asleep at midnight. This thing went until midnight last night.
It was past that, wasn't it?
It was past midnight. But my point is, it went till just about 4 or 5 hours ago, right?
Yeah.
And
for us,
finally, near the very end of it, they started bickering at each other so much because Nadler got up and made some more outrageous claims, and Sekulow chewed him out, that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Roberts, who'd been sitting there since 12:30 Eastern time yesterday morning, or yesterday during the day, finally got tired of it. So here's what Justice Roberts said to them. Cut 31.
I think it is appropriate at this point for me to admonish both the House managers and the President's counsel in equal terms to remember that they are addressing the world's greatest deliberative body. One reason it has earned that title is because its members avoid speaking in a manner and using language that is not conducive to civil discourse.
Yeah, there you go. So there's Roberts last night. Really? I mean, I guess maybe it's because most people don't pay any attention to what goes on in the Senate, and supposedly they have decorum in the Senate. Hmm. But the minute they step outside of the doors, they slay each other. Hmm. So most people are probably unaware of the fact that on the floor of the Senate, you're not allowed to do that. But once you step outside of the doors, you can say anything the hell you want. That's kind of how that's gone down. I think people kind of lose. Maybe we've all lost sight of that in today's political climate. I don't know.
I think so. Yeah, it's just, well, and we have so much access to these people and their opinions. Mm-hmm. There's just, and honestly, and this is partially Trump, the decorum has, there's not this like pedestal in D.C. with these senators and these Congress people. And there's not this high expectation to uphold a standard of language and carrying themselves. It's Trump gets stuff done, but Trump says things like asshole countries. And so these people go out and they say whatever is on their mind. So when we are supposed to take them seriously in a setting like this, it's like, yeah, we see that you're human and we hear the way you speak in real life. It's hard to. The shine has worn off.
That's a good point. Opinion. Yeah. The shine is off. You're right. I mean, they all bear some blame for it, but it's sure refreshing to hear the truth occasionally.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it just is what it is. I think we're just in a different time. You know, 20 years ago, this wouldn't have. It would surprise us when people said the things they say today.
Yes.
But it doesn't. It doesn't anymore.
Well, I'm going to play some more of this for you coming up here this morning. So stay tuned in case you missed some of it. I'll let you listen. I thought Jay Sekulow was the bright spot in the president's team of attorneys who spoke yesterday. He did a great job and just sliced them and diced them. We're going to get to all of that. There was a bench-clearing brawl at a college basketball game last night, and if you haven't seen it or heard about it, you have to pay attention because this is going to be a big deal in the news today. Just wait. Somebody in Kansas is going to have a really bad day.
When the president abuses his power, tries to cheat in the next election, undermines our national security, breaks the law in doing so, and then tries to cover it up. This is America. No one is above the law.
Then the president places himself beyond accountability, above the law. Cannot be indicted, cannot be impeached. It makes him a monarch.
Long live King Trump. Makes him a monarch. Except for the fact that in, oh, I don't know, 9 short months, Americans have the opportunity to replace the monarch, which the last time I checked didn't happen without a war in most other countries that have a monarch. We had to fight one to get rid of a monarch. Remember that?
Are you suggesting that Adam Schiff is a bit dramatic and bends the truth?
What a drama queen. I mean, come on. Just went on and on and on. If you'd started a drinking game yesterday at 12:30, for every time they said, no one is above the law, you'd have been blacked out by 1:30.
Oh, is that what happened to me?
Thank you. Particularly with some Natty Light. That's what would have happened. Trisha's drink of choice.
Every time. I slammed one.
Yeah.
Shotgun to beer.
Just had to play that for you. I mean, it was that. The point is that what you just heard there is what you heard every time the Democrats. It was like a rotating cast of characters, mostly from California and New York, the coastal impeachment squad that got up to preach their poison against the president. They hate him. Jerry Nadler has absolutely gone off the edge. Jerry Nadler last night stood up and insulted everybody so much that they'd finally had enough at one point. So listen to this. Listen to cut number 9 is one of Nadler's bites.
I just want to add that this fixation on the Clinton precedent is weird. The Clinton trial was conducted fairly.
Let me tell you what Jerry fails to understand here. The Senate rules that were adopted late last night mirror the Clinton impeachment. The rules that were adopted last night are the same rules they used for Bill Clinton. But that's not good enough for the Democrats. They've somehow got to change the rules because they didn't like the fact that the Senate failed to convict Bill Clinton on, I guess, on he was not impeached in the Senate. He was impeached in the House, but the Senate didn't convict him of impeachment. I mean, what else do they want? How can it be more fair than the same rules the last president faced in the Senate? Just silly. So late last night, Nadler gets up. He flat out accuses the president's folks of being liars and cheats and, you know, anything, you know, breaking the law. I mean, anything you can think of, Nadler stood up and he said it to them, which got this reaction from Pat Cipollone, who's one of the president's less impressive lawyers, and then Jay Sekulow. So go to 29 and 30 for me, please.
Mr. Nadler came up here and made false allegations against our team. He made false allegations against all of you. He accused you of a cover-up. He's been making false allegations against the president. The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you, for the way you've addressed this body. This is the United States Senate. You're not in charge here.
Executive privilege and other nonsense. Mr. Nadler, it is not nonsense. These are privileges recognized by the Supreme Court of the United States. And to shred the Constitution on the floor of the Senate, to serve what purpose? The Senate is not on trial. The Constitution doesn't allow what just took place.
Yeah. That was the last two comments before, after Nadler spoke, then those were the president's attorneys, and then the Chief Justice got up and he chewed them all out for violating the decorum rules in the Senate, which I think is interesting because the decorum rules in the Senate, as I understand them, maybe we should ask Senator Blunt about this, apply to the senators, right? If you're a senator, you don't... Mm-hmm. Disparage another senator on the floor of the Senate. Refer to them as the, you know, the gentleman from kind of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But nobody who was speaking yesterday was a senator. The senators weren't allowed to speak. Did you know that?
No.
The rules for whether or not they could speak were really quite strict, in fact. And I know we've got one of the bites here where when they swore them in, they basically told them that they could face jail time for speaking, which I think is just it's fascinating. But those are the rules in the Senate. These senators are not allowed to speak, to talk to each other. They have to write notes on a piece of paper and show it to the person next to them. And the camera shot is set up by C-SPAN, so it only is a wide shot. And there's a tight shot, and that's it. There aren't shots of individual senators. I imagine if we could see them all, they were all furiously writing notes to each other during the whole thing because they're not allowed to speak out, and they're so unaccustomed to that. Wow. But hey, by the way, the president is still over tap dancing on the graves of Democrats in Davos, celebrating this great economy. He's about to hold a news conference. We're standing by to keep an eye on that. We'll bring it to you when it happens. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
Wow. When's the last time the senators were told to shut up in face of imprisonment? There you have it. Hey, speaking of a Donald John Trump, President of the United States, he's speaking live in Davos, Switzerland right now. Let's listen in for a minute.
Jobs there. They're doing really well. The U.S. stock markets have soared, and they've reached the highest point that they've ever had. We've made at least $19 trillion in terms of wealth, in terms of wealth creation for our country beyond the stock markets. And we are now by far the biggest economy in the world. China would have caught us. They were getting very close. It was anticipated that in 2019, this is for many years, I'm not telling any secrets, that by 2019, China would become the largest economy in the world. And right now we're much larger. But we have a great new deal with China, great deal. We have, I would say, our best relationship that we've ever had with China on top of everything else. And we're starting phase two. Phase one turned out to be much bigger than we anticipated because we have intellectual property protections. We have many of the financial deals and aspects of the financial deals that we wanted, we got done, and other things. In addition to the farmers, we've got the total complete package for the farmers. And we think that'll we estimate that'll be anywhere between $40 and $50 billion. The number I think is going to be closer to $50 billion. The most they've ever done is 16. So we go from 16 to anywhere from $40 to $50 billion that they'll be purchasing. We're an economic powerhouse like actually we've never been. Jobs, factories, companies are pouring back into the United States. That's one of the reasons I've been in Davos is we have had conversations with other leaders of other countries where we've traditionally had tremendous deficits. I see you have to move factories and plants back here. They took a lot of them. They actually took a lot of them, and now they're going to move them back. They're not going to move them back. The companies are coming back because everybody wants to be here. But the countries also understand that we have to balance out our trade, and we're doing incredibly well in that way. And one of the people that was very important for me.
So clearly the president is spending some time again bragging about how great the United States economy is. He's at the World Economic Forum, so it makes sense that he would be talking about those things. I'm expecting that every reporter in the room is listening to this, and what they're hearing in their head is blah, 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 blah. And they're waiting for him to stop talking so they can jump in and say, but Mr. President, how do you feel about your impeachment trial going on back in the States? That's what they're waiting for, his reaction to that. So we're going to kind of keep an eye on this. If he takes a breath and they start asking questions, we'll hop back into it. I thought yesterday he made some cool comments about Biden. Did you see that? He's getting his digs in on poor Uncle Joe. Go to 34.
I don't know if Joe's going to limp across the line, but I watch him speaking. He can't put together a sentence, but it could be him, and it could be Crazy Bernie.
He was on with Maria Bartiromo. She went to Davos and interviewed the president over there, and that was on her. That's on her show, Morning Futures. So that's good. We're going to have to get back to this when he starts taking questions, because you know that's going to come up. Let me get to Eric here, who's been holding on line one. Eric, good morning.
Hey, Mark, how you doing this morning?
I'm great.
Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what the Democrats are clearly doing is they're setting up for the continued argument of an unjust election in November when he wins. The Democrats can't beat him because they don't thrive in good economies. They need something to throw out there and generate talking points on the floor of the Senate so that they can say he didn't win the election. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, completely. Yeah. He's defeated that argument at every turn so far. But you're right. They're rather desperate right now, which is why Maxine Waters came out yesterday and said she believes that even if the Senate doesn't allow witnesses, that the House should go back, restart a second impeachment inquiry, and call John Bolton. Yeah,
I'm not surprised. They'll stop at nothing, Mark. They will stop at nothing. Hmm.
It was an amazing thing to watch. Did you watch much of it yesterday, Eric, or listen?
I listened. I was at work. I listened with when Annie had it on, and caught a little bit when I got home. It was the same thing. The Democrats stand up and they just make ridiculous accusations because it's a talking point. They just want the words on record of what they said, whether it's true or not, because a lot of their base reacts emotionally to what they say. They don't look at the facts because, you know, we trust truth. We trust truth over facts, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that one somewhere. So, boy, that's anyway. Uncle Joe, I think. Hey, Eric, thank you for the call, right. My friend. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Mark.
Yep. See you now. Yeah, Joe. We trust truth over facts. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
One of his best.
Whatever you say. So the World Trade Chief was just speaking there at the podium, and the president's inviting some other folks up to speak right now, a couple of his advisors, and we'll see if he ends up taking, I guess the forum has ended, and I'll see if he ends up taking any questions here. I don't know if he won't. I can't imagine that he won't, because he wants a platform on which to respond to what's going on here. And because the Democrats clearly have a big platform, none of the senators can speak. And no surprise to anybody in the sound of my voice, who's the one Republican? Well, actually, there are three you could choose from. Who's the one Republican that broke ranks yesterday and voted against her own party in one of the many votes for amendments to the rules? Susan Collins. Rhino extraordinaire. So it wasn't the senator from Alaska, Murkowski, and it wasn't Mittens Romney. It was actually Collins. Those are the three most likely suspects now that Jeff Snowflake is out of the Senate. And here's the deal. The Republicans can still control the rules as long as they have 51. So they could lose two of those three toadstools and still be okay. In terms of, you know, just getting this thing over with, because that's kind of where we are now. Do you understand? I hope people listening to this, and I think most of them do, because we have a highly educated audience in terms of the facts of these issues. The allegation that the president obstructed justice, do you know what that stems from? The fact that he invoked executive privilege with a couple of his advisors. And these same Democrats, particularly Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, went to the mat to protect Barack Obama when he invoked executive privilege on Eric Holder. Eric Holder, as a result, became the first sitting attorney general to be found in contempt of Congress. That's why he was held in contempt, because he wouldn't come forward with some information. But the Democrats went to the mat defending that president's use of executive privilege. And now the use of executive privilege is a reason to apparently impeach somebody. That's kind of how far this thing's gone. Chuck, you're on the radio. What's on your mind?
Well, I was watching all day yesterday, Mark, and I'll tell you what, the House managers for the Democrats, they were putting in evidence and reasoned arguments all day long, and the president's side had absolutely nothing. All they could do was name call and throw rhetoric, and they lied. They lied the whole time.
Who lied?
The president's guys lied the whole time.
Didn't.
That's all they did. They didn't have any evidence. They didn't have any. Why don't you want witnesses and evidence?
What's
to be presented
the evidence?
At the trial?
What's the evidence? Chuck, have you paid any attention to how this has gone down?
This is
not a criminal trial, but the way impeachment works is that the House holds the investigation side of it. They collect the facts. They call the witnesses. They do all of that. They said they had an ironclad case, and then they vote
they
on it to send. No, they don't. And then they vote on it
yes,
to send
do.
It to the Senate. No, they don't.
Yeah.
Even if you believe that he did what they accuse him of doing, it doesn't rise to the high crimes and misdemeanors. But he
it
didn't do what they
does.
Accused him of doing.
Every other attorney that's looked at this has said it's worse than Watergate.
Every other attorney? Are you talking about the crazy left-wing liberal lawyer that they brought up to testify before the House?
The only ones that agree with you, Mark, are the conservatives that have blindfolds on in their heads.
Explain it, Chuck. Explain it, Chuck. Why did Barack Obama not get impeached
Barack
for executive privilege on Eric Holder?
Why did they not impeach him for that? Because now that's an impeachable offense.
Because they couldn't impeach him because they didn't have nothing to impeach him on.
Come
on.
That was
a fake scandal. That was a fake scandal just like all the rest of the fake scandals.
It's a fake scandal. Chuck, you got to quit drinking the Kool-Aid, bro. You got to stop drinking the Kool-Aid. We'll play a few more bites. You can listen to the president's lawyers explain this more clearly. The House didn't do their job because they didn't have the facts. They tried to fake it till they could make it. They didn't make it. And now they want the Senate to convict in a case where the defendant was not allowed to defend himself. And those are the facts they've turned over to the Senate. This is a witch hunt is what it is. It's that simple, to quote former Governor Greitens. Speaking of which, we had another good conversation about that on the Glover Show last night. We'll talk about it when we come back. 314-241-9797.
What happened to him? Wait. Otherwise, I won't do your show. Wait. There was supposed to be an informer. What happened to the informer? All of these people disappeared. And when they saw this transcript, they said, we got problems. But they went ahead because they were already there, because they had a phony, concocted story made up. So here's the story. Did nothing wrong. It was a perfect conversation. It was totally appropriate. The best lawyers in the world have looked at it. The Department of Justice has looked at it, given it a sign-off. There was nothing wrong. They never thought I was going to release the conversation. They probably didn't think we had transcribers or we had it transcribed or taped, but they never thought we were going to release it. When we released that conversation, all hell broke out with the Democrats because they say, wait a minute, this is much different than Shifty Schiff told us. So we're doing very well. I got to watch enough. I thought our team did a very good job. But honestly, we have all the material. They don't have the material.
I ask you because your attorneys say it's not. Alan Dershowitz says the framers of the Constitution did not permit impeachment on grounds like abuse of power or obstruction. They objected open-ended, vague criteria. So for future presidents, is abuse of power an impeachable offense?
Well, it depends. But if you take a look at this, and from what everybody tells me, all I do is I'm honest. I make great deals. I've made great deals for our country. Now we're working with the WTO. You're probably surprised by that, but this has been a long-term abusive situation to the U.S. I make great deals for our country, and they're honest deals. And when you read that transcription, and by the way, it wasn't one call. It was two calls. Nobody likes to talk about that. There was one call, which was perfect, and then there was a second call, I guess a couple of months later, which was perfect. The president of Ukraine said it was perfect. The foreign minister of Ukraine said it was perfect. So if we have a transcription, we have the call, and we have the person on the other side of the call saying it was good. Now, here's the other thing. They got their money long before schedule. They got all their money. What nobody says is very important to me. Why isn't Germany paying? Why isn't UK paying? Why isn't France paying? Why aren't the European nations paying? Why is it always the sucker, United States? That's one. And the other thing I wanted to check very carefully, and is very important, is corruption. And we do that, too. This was a perfect call, and I think we're doing very well.
Yeah, so there's the president there responding. All the questions so far, except one, have been on impeachment. The one question that wasn't was about a little poor little Gretel Thunberg. They said, Mr. President, you were the keynote speaker here, but you shared the spotlight with 17-year-old Greta. And you had made some comments about her that she needed to control her anger. And he goes, no, I said she needed anger management, which is basically the same thing, which is true, right? She clearly the child's got a few issues. But off the subject, he said, you know, the U.S., we're doing our part. We've got clean waters. The Paris Climate Accord, which he referred to, penalized us and left everybody else who was polluting alone, China specifically. Let her focus on some of those countries and not worry her pretty little head over what's going on in the U.S. Mm. Pretty much what he said.
Normally, I'd think that the reporters' questions were crap, but with what's going on, I don't blame them for asking about impeachment.
Well, no, I don't know that they – I'm not saying they shouldn't have asked about impeachment, but I knew that's what they would focus on and not the summit. They didn't ask anything about the summit. So, and the Democrats have set him up for that one. That's one reason, maybe another reason Pelosi held these things for so long, because now there's the State of the Union coming up, and all of this is going to overshadow it. That's the world we live in.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.